This clip is an extract from a conversation I recorded with John Watt over Zoom in October 2020. In this clip, he discusses the transition from the HIDB to HIE and his memories of how economic and social development was approached in both agencies. Dr. John Watt graduated with a PhD in regional economic development from the University of Waterloo in Canada. Returning to Scotland in 1981, he worked at the HIDB, firstly as an admin assistant and later taking up a post as a community co-op field officer as the scheme expanded. John continued to work at the HIDB through the transition to HIE in 1991, in various posts including senior economist, head of the newly formed community land unit, and finally as director of strengthening communities. He retired from the HIE in 2012. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy this clip.
Thinking about a little bit further down the line and the transition from HIDB to HIE in the 1991, were you still part of HIDB at the time? Yes. Was this a major upheaval for the organisation, or was it a fairly smooth transition? You know, do you have any memories of that time?
No, it was it was less of an upheaval because I stayed in Inverness and fitted into the new regime. But it was a significant upheaval, I would say. In some ways, it was a changed, it was almost a new organisation. Because of the introduction and development of the LECs, the local enterprise companies, and this was an idea of the Conservative government at the time, primarily to get the private sector more involved in local economic development than leaving it to centralized public agencies. So they developed local enterprise companies. We had 10, which was some would argue quite a lot, because there were less in the rest of Scotland than there was in the Highlands. But it's just the nature of geography. It was very hard to amalgamate areas into one area in the Highlands. So therefore, Orkney had one, Shetland had one, the Western Isles had one, Skye and Lough Alsh had one, Argyll, you know, we had 10. And they had local area boards of active local people interested and involved in the economic and social development of those areas. And that became a completely new way of delivering, because there was another tier put in, if you like, of these local enterprise companies. And and they had the responsibility for assisting social as well as economic. That continued right through this whole process. And by that stage had grown into a more major part of the organization's work. Because I after having worked in the social and community development for many years, I took a change when Hi came into operation, and I worked in the strategy team in the centre. And in those days, the key strategic document for HIE and the LECs had three objectives: growing businesses, developing people, the whole training function, and strengthening communities. So you can see the strengthening communities bit, which had been a peripheral add-on almost in the 70s, was now an equal partner in the three objectives of the whole organization. And I think that was important. And the local enterprise companies had to deliver in the way that they saw most fitting in their area, but they had to deliver outcomes for those three objectives. And Inverness, HIE Central, if you like, became the strategic administrative function for these 10 LECs, spread throughout the whole of the Highlands and Islands. So it was a significant decentralisation of influence and finance out to the out to the areas, and that lasted for until 2007.
The LECs were disbanded.
They were disbanded, interestingly, with the arrival of the SNP government.
Okay. That's an interesting kind of arc. You know, as you're saying, you know, often these, you know, the community co-ops started because they were areas where private business and the private sector, you know, couldn't flourish. There wasn't the population, there wasn't the money to support, you know, things as a private enterprise. And so how did the LECs, did they manage to engage the private sector and have more private sector influence? You know, did that really work as it was a business?
Yeah. Well, interestingly, I think, yes, it did. Again, you would have to ask people that were on the LEC boards whether they felt that their influence was as strong as they would have liked. Yes, that's a good point. I mean, there was a private sector component in these areas, despite what I said about not being able to do everything that might be needed to be done. There were still active private sector operators and in a whole range of sectors. I mean, tourism, engineering, fish farming. Because you've got to remember that through the 80s, there was, despite some of the difficulties, things evolved. Fish farming, for example, became quite an important element, especially in peripheral areas, because that's where, you know, you can put fish farms. And of course, the oil industry was still flourishing in the 80s, which benefited Shetland, certainly, Orkney to an extent, even the Western Isles to an extent. And then, and of course, the big construction yards of Inverness and Cromarty Firth were buoyant in terms of oil exploration and production in the North Sea. So there was quite a lot of positive spin-off from these industries. At the same time, and this is another interesting component, through the 70s and 80s, there was perceived that some of the previous strategic approaches to economic development in the Highlands were seen to be failing. The whole concept of big inward investment, which seemed a great promise, began to founder a bit with failures. The aluminium smelter in Invergordon, pulp and paper in Fort William. Some of these growth center investments, which were expected to generate secondary activity, all started to have difficulties. And I think at that stage there was a rethinking, and it was certainly a wider thinking in sort of the global context, that locally based bottom-up development had increasing value as an approach, as opposed to the transplanting of large corporate interests into limited areas. And this was seen in various other places. So in some ways, the social and community element fitted very much into this bottom-up approach. And so did the LECs, to give them their due at that stage. They were thinking in a similar way, of we've got to help small local businesses rather than depend on big ones coming in from outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's and so as a when you were part of the strategy team at HIE, is that something you tried to push forward? Was a more kind of bottom-up approach?
Yeah, the bottom-up approach was a more accepted strategic approach to development, but in the early 90s than it had been in the early 80s and certainly in the mid 70s. And with some degree of success, there was a lot of local business development, small businesses, and HIE, you know, part of its function was to build properties, advanced properties for small businesses to locate in. And that went, that growth went on right through the 90s of building small factories and advanced offices in, again, in remote locations as well as central ones, in recognition that endogenous, if you like, economic activity was more important than exogenous implanting, if you like, of big business. And that so that was seen, and plus the fact the growth of tourism throughout that area, that through that era, was very important as well, and the upgrading of accommodation and visitor attractions was very important. So HIE at that time, you know, was seen as a very much a multi sectoral approach to development. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Take opportunities of new initiatives when they arise, but keep supporting the growth of local businesses and local community activity right across the region. And in many ways, that was seen as a successful approach. And when I used to go to more national events, you know, we were looked upon with envy by people in the borders, for example, of having this multi-sectoral approach and having a range of tools that we could use to take this forward, which they didn't have. Because Scottish Enterprise had a different set of objectives, really, than Highlands and Islands Enterprise. Mm. And inward investment was still important. Of course, it still was, especially with tech companies and Silicon Glen and the like in your part of the world. Still very important in bringing large numbers of jobs to some of these areas. HIE became more of a small business development agency, I would say. We wouldn't turn away larger developments when they came our way, but the focus was very much on the smaller scale.